Hello again, and welcome back to Marketing with Purpose. Today, we're going to talk about the difference between domain, hosting, and website. Those are three words that we use all the time over at MeCreate, like on repeat. You could just run a repeating reel, domain, hosting, website, domain, hosting, website, domain, hosting, website, like pretty much like on repeat every day, right? But they're incredibly intangible. Like you cannot touch them. It's really interesting, but they're so important for your business. So people ask us all the time. It's like they're a question factory about these things. They don't even know what a domain name is sometimes. They don't know how you get one or how you connect it to everything. They don't know what hosting is, why you need it, or like how to know even what type of hosting you need. Like people just don't know. And so if you're up to your neck in questions, like if you're one of those people, then this is the episode for you because I'm teaming up with my favorite tech friends, Travis and Stacy, to bring you answers. Travis, say hi.
Hello, hello.
So Travis Schumacher is my not so little brother who actually runs a data center. That's a home for servers, okay? And he's with Tranquility Internet Services and does a lot of internet service stuff. And we need internet for the data center, for the websites to be seen. Like the internet is what makes the website seen. Can we all be clear on this?
Yes, this is true.
There's so many pieces of it. I think you guys are going to get that by the time we're done with this. And then I have Stacy. Say hi, Stacy.
Hey, friends.
So Stacy is my chief wearer of many hats at MeCreate and guides people to domain bliss on the daily. Literally, she's always helping people through this stuff. So together, we're going to unravel the role of domain name and domain registrars and then move on to decode hosting for you. Travis will explain the different types of hosting, shared, VPS, and dedicated, so you know exactly which is right for you. And Stacy is going to explain everything about domains, probably more than you ever wanted to know. And then I'll explain how your website touches it all and how it all comes together. All right. So with that, let's dive into some tech and let's get to business. You're on a mission and you just need more people to know about it. And whether you're brand new to marketing or a seasoned pro, we are all looking for answers to make marketing decisions with purpose. I'm Monica Pitts, a techie, crafty business owner, mom, and aerial dancer who solves communication challenges through technology. This podcast is all about digging in and going digital. I'll share my marketing know-how and business experience from almost 20 years of misadventures. I'll be your backup dancer so you can stop doubting and get moving towards marketing with purpose. Okay, so I know that you all know some of my favorite tech geeks to have on this podcast are Travis and Stacy. You've been hanging out with them a lot lately, but I have not invited them to say very much about themselves. They've shared a lot of information with you, especially in the Small Business Tech Stack series. And if you haven't checked that out, you totally should. You're going to learn about all the tools that we use to run our businesses and our clients' businesses. But they got here like kind of in roundabout ways, right? You didn't just start off in tech, especially you, Stacy. So, Stacy, how on earth did you become a domain name master and purveyor of websites?
It was all out of my hands. No, I have a degree in agricultural education. I taught high school ag for a moment when I got out of school. And then I got married and moved and did not have an ag education position anymore. But I had worked for Monica and Travis's dad for years in college. And I think Leon told Monica, hey, I know this girl that's looking for a job. It was 9 a.m. and I was still in bed because I was like 23 years old. You know, I was young and why? I didn't have a job. So I was sleeping. And Monica called me. And which I just think is so funny because I didn't apply for a job, but she called me to do a phone interview while I was asleep in bed. And I mean, 13 years later, here we are with a lot of in between. Monica took me under her wing. I had no idea how websites were built or anything to do with them at all other than how to use them. And we've learned a lot along the way. And here we are.
Okay, so Travis, how are you running an internet service provider and a data center? How'd you get there?
Well, I had a journey kind of similar to Stacy's. I got a degree in egg business. Okay. And so business was kind of my thing. And obviously my father, Leon, he's the other owner of Tranquility. And he said, hey, I need some eyes and ears to see how things are going. And so I got into the, you know, the internet business by collecting money, past due payments. And hung around with a lot of the guys that were managing stuff, you know, picked up a lot of stuff pretty quickly because you're around it all the time. Got pretty good at quite a bit of it. And, you know, before you know it, I was logging into routers and helping people, taking payments, still taking payments from people, getting more responsibilities on my plate.
And teaching people what they need. Travis does a lot of like telling other people what he needs. A lot of consulting.
Yes, lots of consulting.
He just consulted with me with my new office because I was like, well, they didn't do any networking at all in my office. And I got him on FaceTime and I'm like showing him everything that I've got. And I'm like, what on earth are we going to do with this? And he's like, you're going to have to buy some cables, honey. And I'm like, all right, we're going to Travis the heck out of this place.
Here we go.
All right.
It's just so funny that they built you an office. It was literally studs a month or two ago. And it's 2023, the end of 2023. We're nearly 2024. And they didn't run any internet.
No.
No ways for the internet to come to your computer other
being
than wirelessly
has its disadvantages.
No,
for sure.
No outlets in the wall. They're in conduits on the outside of the wall.
Yeah.
Because it was too difficult to put the conduit in the walls.
I thought they weren't going to give me power at all at one point because there was no outlets. And I was like, what? Because this isn't our first rodeo. Like, we've remodeled some stuff together, Stacy and I and Mike and I. So I'm used to, like, this very specific process. And then I was like, what? And I even talked to him about, like, data and where it should go and how it was going to work and where each of the spots needed to be. And then they just not there. So I'm going to put it in myself. I'm going to Travis up my office. It's going to be so awesome. Okay. All right. So let's talk about domains, hosting, and website and how they all come together and make this thing that everybody sees and uses and thinks of when they think of doing business online. So let's start off with domain names. Stacy, you are our domain name expert. I occasionally weigh in with what I think a domain name should be, but that's kind of where I check out. And when you're not here, by the way, our staff slacks me all day and they're like, hey, what does this mean with this domain? And I'm like, I think Stacy did a video about it. Let me watch it. I don't know. So what is the definition of a domain name? Like, what even is this thing?
So a domain name is something that you purchase that usually is related to your business that allows people to get either to your website or to your email. It encompasses all these little tech things that are associated with your business. So that is your maycreate.com, for example, is a domain name.
Now,
the URL.
Oh, yeah. And it's called a URL. That's that's right. What does that even mean? URL.
I don't know. It's also like SSL. I know a lot about them, but what does it even stand for? Let's Google it.
I don't know. Okay, well, you're Googling it.
Uniform Resource Locator.
Well, so that makes sense. It's an address.
But does it make sense? It feels a little bit like, what's the uniform company that, like, you see where they go around and they drop off people's uniforms and then they come pick them up and they clean them?
It makes perfect sense to me, Stacy. Uniform, okay. Meaning there's one, like, localized thing. So that would be, like, maycreate.com, right? So that's a uniform. And it touches all these other resources. It touches, like, your email. It touches any subdomains, your main website, like, all these different things, right?
Yeah.
And it's the location.
Okay.
So a uniform resource locator. Maybe I'll remember that forever. Maybe I'll never remember it again. It's okay. So how do you get one? Where do you go? So what are these people called?
They are called domain registrars. So there's many of them. We use GoDaddy for our domain registrar. So we purchase our domain through GoDaddy. There's also name.com, Network Solutions, Two Cows. I mean, there's an endless number of them. We just always use GoDaddy. They do a great job with domain registration.
They really do. And it's pretty streamlined the way that they work it. Funny story about that. I started our original domain account, underneath my normal personal account. And I don't even know how many domains we had in there, hundreds. And eventually GoDaddy reached out to us and they were like, you have hundreds of domains. Did you know? And we're like, yeah, I mean, we pay all the bills. And they were like, you should definitely get a business account. And then it made it way easier to manage all those domains.
And way cheaper. We got them in bulk. We were a wholesaler at that point.
It kind of makes me wonder why they even did that. They could have charged me way more money. Maybe that makes me like them even more in this account. For domains. Let's be clear. For domains.
For domains.
Okay, so parts of a domain name. You alluded to them earlier, but break them down for us so we know what to break and what not to break. What not to break.
Okay, so I want you to think about your domain name like a roundabout. So if you're anywhere near us, roundabouts are super popular. They're the thing that's a circle in the street, and you drive around and you can get off at many different locations, right? I wish you could see my hands because I'm describing the roundabout and I'm flailing hands everywhere. So your domain name is the middle of the roundabout. And then there's this thing called DNS. So that is the map of your domain name, and it tells you which exit to get off on for what. So the exits of your domain name are your website and your email, and you might have a server that's tied to it, and you can have other services that use your domain name, but your DNS is the map that tells you which exit to get off. So there's an exit for your website, there's an exit for your email.
Which one's your website one? What are the letters?
Your A record is your website. You should have an A record, and it points to an IP address, and that little IP address is what tells the internet where to find your website.
Then what's the www record?
Well, there isn't a www record anymore. It's a C name or an A record with a C name, and then that www is kind of dead. I don't know. You should still use it. We're talking about death.
I'm so old.
But if your domain name starts with www, it shouldn't. But you should be able to type in www.yourdomainname and still get to your website. It just shouldn't be the main thing anymore.
And you should test that, by the way.
Go test it, because if it doesn't work both ways, you need to talk to your web developer about it. So that way they can fix it for you. Super easy fix, literally 2 minutes. It does not take long to fix. So then you have another set of letters. So your A record is your website. Your MX record is your email. So that is another exit off your roundabout. So when somebody sends you an email, the internet has to know where to send that thing. And so it is also connected to a set of letters and numbers that tells your email where to be routed to, and then it comes to your inbox.
Now, if you are needing a domain name and you're not sure which one is right for you, then we have a podcast about that. Is that surprising? No, it's not even surprising anymore. Stacey and I did an episode, How to Pick a Domain Name That Doesn't Suck. So go over to maycreate.com. You can click on podcast. Or you can just use our search bar, How to Pick a Domain Name That Doesn't Suck. And we will talk you through exactly how to do that and some of the horror stories about domain names that do.
I've had another horror story since then, which is really funny.
Sometimes things spell out words that we didn't intend.
That was the horror story that I had recently. Yeah. It was an education platform for public schools, and then we had to rename or redo the domain name because it had sex in the middle of it.
Oh, heavens.
So you can't really put things out to public schools about sex. I don't know if anybody knew. It's a little bit frowned upon.
Oh. All right. So let's move on to hosting.
On that awkward note, let's go.
Travis, what on earth is web hosting?
I like to think of web hosting like a house. It's basically where your website or your roundabout is. That's your house. So it's where your website is. It can be big.
Depends on how big your website is, right?
It can be fancy. It can be basic. It could have a pool in the backyard. It could have a basketball court. You know, it could have a single car garage.
You can rent it or own it.
All sorts of stuff.
It's a house.
I think renting's better.
So, yeah. So web hosting, there's a couple different types, you know, going on with that. You know, there's shared apartment complex, right? So there's other websites that are on this shared environment, just like a apartment complex.
Wait, shared is almost like, okay. So in a shared hosting situation, everyone has the same hot water heater. Okay, let's get this straight. They all have the same hot water heater. There's only a certain amount of hot water to go around the entire place. And when the hot water's gone, it's gone. There's only a certain amount of internet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is like me with my kids in the house. I have a 13-year-old girl who takes the longest showers ever. Mm-hmm. And so we have to negotiate the shower times. And we also have to negotiate who can watch TV while mommy's working. Because mm-hmm. we have online TV, right? That's shared, what shared hosting
shared
is like.
Shared internet and shared water.
Right.
You're renting a room. You're renting a room inside of a house, I feel like.
Yes.
That's what shared
That's what shared is.
Okay.
It's like, so, but it's like Vrbo.
It has its purpose,
if you don't...
right? It has its purpose, right?
Yeah.
It's economical. If you like cold showers, it's okay, right? I mean, it's still a place to house your website, right? It's not that it's not bad. Maybe it's not ideal, but given the circumstances, hey, you've got a place for it to live. Okay.
And we talked about how a shared hosting situation could be good or acceptable, rather. We don't actually use them for our clients, but it is acceptable for a small website that doesn't need a lot of resources to function, right? So it's just a small website, a few pages, not a lot of functionality.
Yeah, a
basically.
Product page, a contact
like a brochure.
Us. Yeah, like a brochure, right? So that's, you know, that's just shared, okay? So then you got your virtual private server, you know, hosting. And I kind of think of that like a condo, not an apartment complex, but there's two hot water heaters. You're sharing the driveway, you know, a little bit. So there's kind of pooled resources, right? Everybody's got their own garage, but the driveway's in the middle. So you got your two car garage and, you know, they're separated from one another, but there's a finite amount of resources for those. Those are great for, you know, your little bit bigger websites. Maybe there's some content driven. You guys can help me on this, but I think maybe like a simple blog, maybe not at a crazy dynamic webpage, but something where people are going to, you know, there might be a fair amount of traffic, you know, coming to it.
Yeah. If you have an e-commerce site, if you have a learning management system or a members only section, something that has to be up so your clients can get to it and do business. Or if you run a blog like the Make Create blog that gets thousands of hits, you know, a day, then you're going to need something that's a VPS setup because it needs to be up, it needs to be working, and you need to have a certain amount of resources for it to work and not be sluggish and gross, basically.
Right. You want your hot water. You don't want to take the cold shower. You want some hot water, right? Yeah. That's right. Okay. And so then you've got
cold showers make
right.
Man.
And so then you got your dedicated, you know, your dedicated hosting, which is like your own house. That's yours. You build your house and how if you need a big pool or if you need a, like I said, a big basketball court, it's dedicated. So you have to decide how many resources you need, how big it needs to be. It's designed just for you.
And we're talking like Target level. Like if you're Target, you need a dedicated website, right? If you're just a normal business or like who would need a dedicated?
Something that has
a specific
application. Like, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe something that needs a lot more resources than maybe just your virtual private server, something that has maybe custom coding or custom software, something more specific is usually where clients fall into the dedicated hosting, from my experience.
Very cool. Most of our clients are on VPS. So they're kind of in that middle of the road. But we do have a client or two that's a dedicated space.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because there were a couple that we realized the hard way that they were going to have such a huge hit of traffic at a certain time of the year that we had to move them to a dedicated space during that time of year. And fortunately, with a lot of hosting companies these days, it's like click, 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 and you're there, right? Mm-hmm. But during that time of year, they have to have those resources. Like, they have to have a bigger spot. So, like a music festival or an online store at Christmas. Like, you can do that. Right. Some more power there.
Your hosting company or hosting space can really, like, make or break you if you have a lot of traffic at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember when we ran Como Cub Crawl? Do you remember that?
I do.
We had all of these. So it was the brainchild of this person that we shared office space with. They were another company. And so we hid an icon on a group of clients' websites. And then we ran a contest for a free gift card to a grocery store, I think it was, for the person who found it. And we crashed our server.
Yeah.
Because we had so much traffic going to all of our websites at the same time. And we were like, what do you mean it's not working?
Okay. Marketing success, hosting fail. That's where that story, like, marketing success meets hosting fail. That's what happened.
That one could have utilized a dedicated server for that particular task. We just didn't even.
We didn't know.
No. Travis, what happens when you have a website that is not on the right hosting platform? Like, I don't mean platform like Linux. I mean, like, if you don't have the right type of hosting space, what happens to your website?
If you don't have the right space, I mean, your site could load slow. You know, maybe certain pages may not open, you know, or... basically, your house on the web isn't going to be inviting, you know, if you don't have the right one. That's probably the easiest way to put it, with if we're going to continue on the analogy, you know. So, you know, from that standpoint, when you're looking for a reliable hosting, you know, you got your foundation, you got your flooring, you got your roof, you got your walls. You want to make sure you have a good home for your website to live in.
So the last piece that we need to break down for you guys is kind of a little bit on how your website works, because that's what Travis is describing here. It's like things are really, really slow. And it's because your website is composed of like a bunch of things put together. It's kind of like baking a cake. If you're going to bake it from scratch, you've got all this stuff you got to put into the mixer to mix it together and bake it, right? And the oven is the conduit that makes the cake come together. Well, with a website, all of your ingredients are things like your pictures and your text, the HTML that holds them all, and then the CSS that tells them how to look, the JavaScript that might allow you to interact with things, and then the PHP or whatever script that's talking back and forth to your database to retrieve information for you. And then all that stuff lives on the server. And when someone types in your domain name, it pings the server. And between the server and the browser, they bake a cake. Yes, that's what happens. The cake gets baked. And so when you have the right hosting plan for your website, that cake gets baked fast and it bakes perfectly every time. And when you have the wrong hosting space for your website, your cake is going to be gross. You might have parts of your cake that are cooked and part of it that isn't. Or it might just stop halfway and people abandon it, right? So it's all those things together and how big they are too. Right? Because there's a size to all of these elements. There's a reason why cupcakes bake faster than cakes, right? Because they're small. So if you have a super small website, it's going to load up faster and display faster. If you have a super big one, like a big cake, it's going to It's going to cook at a different rate at a different temperature, right? And so as while I'm doing these baking analogies, I'm hoping that it's helping all the gears click together as to how it all works and why it's important to have a website that's built correctly, but also that's on the right type of hosting space and have a domain name that's properly pointed to everything so that way people can actually get to it. Ta-da! All of the pieces. All right. So now you guys know. You know all this stuff. Travis, Stacy, anything else you want to tell people about domain names and hosting in this tell-all episode of domain names and hosting?
Make sure you got a decent home for the website that you want. You know, that's the big thing. You got an idea what you want your website to look like or be or do for your business, or you hope it's going to do for your business. So make sure you have the right home for it to be in.
And I think I would just add that make sure that your domain name is pointed correctly to all of your things so that way people can get to them.
Yeah. Especially when you take your website live. That's mm-hmm. pretty important. Or you're going to lose your email and everything else that your domain name touches. Yay.
And it's not a quick fix. A lot of times it is hours to propagate, so or days. So it's not a quick fix if you don't do it right the first time.
And you won't know you did it wrong for a few days. And then it's too late.
For hours to days. And then your hours to days behind on fixing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yay! So great.
I feel like that was a damper, huh?
I know. That was sad. Okay, we went from cakes to a pain in the butt. That's basically what I just heard.
We went to from like yummy cakes to like cakes that don't have baking soda and flour in them.
They were left on the roundabout and they got ran over.
Or like one point in time, Ellis baked like my protein muffins for me in the morning and she put too much salt in them. Oh. It was not good. It was real bad. She like put a tablespoon in instead of like a half a teaspoon. And then she put like a tablespoon of baking powder in and a tablespoon of, and it calls for a teaspoon or a half a teaspoon of these elements. And then I got it and I was like, oh heavens. Like what happened here? It's like a salt bomb came out of my like chocolate muffin. Oofta. Hey, that sounded just like my mom. Oofta.
Aww.
Okay, friends. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us as we explain domain names and hosting and how the website works together with all that stuff. If you have questions about this kind of stuff, you know you can reach out to us, right? Like seriously, you can email info@maycreate.com. That's maycreate.com. You can even email Travis. You can email him at info@tranquility.net. And he's happy to answer your questions too. So you're not in this by yourself. We are more than happy to answer your questions and field them. And if you love this techie geeky stuff, then subscribe to our podcast and we'll get you a new episode every week about all things business, marketing, websites. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And until next time, go forth and market with purpose.